$650-$300 is live in New Hampshire. So the people you were talking to at the Trump rally last night, did they seem insane?
No, honestly, Steve, they really were. No, you know, and really so many people I talked to were there because they were undecided.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see him speak. And I kind of did, too, actually. You know, I wanted to see.
Well, it's a spectacle.
He's so unpredictable.
Right? It's a spectacle. It's a happening. It's an event.
It really was. I felt like I was, well, of course, I walked into, you know, a sporting event center, the Verizon Wireless Arena, and it was like a sporting event. I mean, they were selling food and just like you'd go to a Hawks game. Not as rowdy, of course. Well, maybe at the end it got a little rowdy. Kind of similar.
And so Trump spoke and Ivanka spoke and Melania spoke. Was there anything else? Was Beyonce there? Did they do formation?
No, they didn't do any fireworks. He spoke a lot longer than I thought he would. He was a little bit late. I thought he would talk maybe for 10, 15 minutes. He talked for a long time. I was live blogging most of it. And he did have Melania come up and Ivanka, and he referenced his sons. And, you know, obviously there was a lot of grandstanding saying.
What? At a Trump rally?
Exactly. A lot of grandstanding. You know, what I'm finding interesting is that so many people from overseas, especially Europe, are coming here just to watch the process. I talked to two sisters last night, Steve, from the Netherlands, and they are both school teachers, and they brought a group of students over here just to watch the process. I mean, obviously, they can't vote.
Well, that's kind of cool, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, they take such an interest. And
you should introduce the two sisters to the two Danish guys you met when you got there.
The guys from Denmark? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, the guys from Denmark called Trump a clown and said he's all about the sideshow.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, you know what, people love him. He has such an appeal, especially overseas. And it's probably because of Hollywood and the entertainment scene. And he did make this reference, though, Steve. Trump said he's, of course, shocking, touting himself and his business deals. And he says
I don't know if you know, he's got a huge company.
Huge.
He's got a huge company with a lot of employees.
Well, he's building not a Trump Tower, but a Trump building on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. So he said no matter what happens, he's going to end up living on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Former Mexican President Felipe Calderon yesterday said, and I'm only slightly paraphrasing here, we're not paying for his stupid wall.
Oh, he brought up the wall many, many, many times. He really was just on fire. He said, we're going to repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up Bo Bergdahl and called him a dirty, rotten traitor.
Yeah.
He says, we are going to build that wall. It's going to happen. It's going to be our wall.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over it. Pat Brady will join us after 7, and we'll talk some more about what you've seen, who you've spoken with, who you've seen speak. And if there's any hope for America, voting is underway in New Hampshire. Later on, it's either the Chamber of Commerce or the mayor of Dixville Notch that we'll have on. I'm not sure. It might be the same guy. There's only 9 people in that town.
9 people, yeah.
So we'll get that on later as well. And Coach Q coming up later as well. I suggested, Andrea, and this is actually a really good text from one of our listeners. Not that I was surprised to get a really good text from one of our listeners, but this, I think, sums it up. So this country claims they want to stop bullying and they're supporting Trump. Maybe we don't mind bullying.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good point.
You know, and again, I want to reiterate, too, that a lot of people who were at that rally last night, it was packed, were undecided. There's more independent voters in New Hampshire than Democrats and Republicans combined.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they can walk into any polling place. I'm going to be at a polling place for our big story later on this morning, which is a couple of miles away. But they can walk in to any polling place and choose a primary ballot for any party. So, and again, many said that they will decide when they get in the voting booth. It's very, you know, I know they're saying Sanders and Trump are going to walk away with this, and I'm sure they will, but I think it's going to be closer for second and third places than people would even imagine.
And have you heard the names Kasich or Bush or Christie as you've been walking around?
You know, it's funny you say Kasich. I haven't heard any. I've interviewed not to say that there aren't Kasich supporters here, but I have not interviewed any of them. I haven't been able to find any of them. And when I was driving back in the snow last night, I saw this big truck, and it was kind of a hitch. You know how you get a U-Haul that you hitch on the back of a pickup? And it said Kasich on it. And I thought, oh, there's the first one. But I didn't want to stop and take a picture. Because I'm trying to put a picture.
You didn't want to run him off the road and
I
finally found a Kasich supporter?
I didn't want to slide off the road. There's a few Christie supporters, a few Bush supporters, but really it's such a wide margin between Rubio, Cruz, and Trump. and then the others.
And is Rubio, the folks that didn't seem to matter that Christie caught Rubio in his repeat mode Saturday night?
I think that hurt him. I really do, Steve. I mean, when I first got here and I went, that was the first place I went to, the Rubio rally, because it was right by the airport when I arrived on Sunday. And there was a lot of support for him. But yesterday, it just was a lot of... it was unfortunate because, you know, he had a bad debate performance. He shouldn't have kept repeating everything. He obviously was not as prepared as he should have been. And I think that might hurt him a little more than he got stuck on
repeat of the speech yesterday again. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah. By the way, I want to salute the listeners for coming through. We'll read some of the texts coming in. I said, look, if Trump is going to be cursing at candidates, why not curse at all the candidates? So we need better insults for all the candidates than the one Trump threw out last night for Cruz. Send in your insults for the candidates. These are the ones I can't read. I have the F word, the A word, the C word, the CS word, and the MF word all so far. So it seems like you're getting it covered. It's a minute before 7. We'll come back, get your news at 7 o'clock with Steve Grzanich next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
And before we get back to Andrea Dallas in New Hampshire, I'm going to bring in Pat Brady here. Let me go to John DeCoste, musical director for the Steve Cochran Show. And let's throw a couple of plugs in here. First off, how is your YouTube channel going?
Actually, it's doing very, very well. I'm quite proud of it. It's Today in DeCoste. And you can just go to
You don't need the W's.
Just go to Today in DeCoste on YouTube. And we just put another video on today. So, Diva, De Niro, and DeCoz was the title of today's.
All right, and what are give me a quick description of the other videos that are on there. There's one where you're trying to find the right remote.
When I'm trying to find the right remote, and I want my wife to come.
There's one where you're ironing.
I'm ironing,
yes. There's one where you're putting Legos together with a
little
kid.
Legos together with a little kid who builds it very quickly. And we have Gymtastic comes out tomorrow. Utterly Gymtastic is the next one.
All right. Did you put the Toast video up?
Toast video is there. Okay. Toast is there. And,
all right. Again, these are John DeCoste doing things that happen in everyday life. And what we're trying to do here is take the nonsense that's on the internet and YouTube and see if we can make John a YouTube star. And again, my goal, John, you know this. My goal is to make you a big enough YouTube star to get you off the show.
There's one I'm doing where I'm sitting next to Pat Brady on a radio show. Talking about the YouTube channel.
We should shoot that right now.
It's huge.
We should absolutely
huge.
Shoot that.
Huge.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. All right. Plug number two. We're going to be at the Wilmette Theater when?
That is March 26th. It is the Steve Cochran Morning Show Extravaganza. And it is the stand-up comedy debut of Andrea Dallas.
I might be stuck in New Hampshire for that.
Oh, you're starting to feel it, aren't you?
I'm starting to feel
the
nerves.
You're not feeling the burn. You're feeling the nerves.
I'm feeling the nerves.
She may not be there because of general soreness. So
that's right.
Keep that in mind. But that's the 26th of March. Tickets actually are going so fast, but Kevin Powell, Ross Cochran, myself, and Steve Cochran will all be on the show.
Why should we do stand-up with those three there?
Oh, we're not. I've got the popcorn concession. You're selling milk duds.
Yeah, that seems right. So when are we doing this? March 26th?
March 26th.
I'm adding it to my calendar. Go ahead and talk.
we talked about this? You can go to WilmetteTheater.com. That is their website to get tickets. Or you can call their box office directly at 847-251-7424. Steve Cochran's Morning Show.
What time is the show?
7 o'clock. 7
o'clock. All right, that's
7
good.
O'clock.
That's
we may
good.
Be adding a second one.
Oh, I don't know if that works.
Is Andrea really doing that? That takes some guts.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thanks, Pat. Yeah, make me a little.
I mean, it's not going to work.
I'll be there for you. I won't heckle like I did Kevin.
Well, you're not invited. No, of course you're invited.
At 7:15, we'll come back and talk to Andrea about what she's seeing there and get Pat Brady in here, too, to give us the lay of the land. See, we thought, and I think it remains true, we're going to talk about the Democrat side of this thing today, but I think Bernie Sanders is going to have New Hampshire wrapped up in a walk. On the Republican side, Trump has big poll numbers, but there's so many candidates there, you just don't know that that's going to translate. So Pat will break down the Republicans here in just a second, and he's got a great Rubio impression where he just repeats the same thing every 2 minutes. Andrea Dallas in New Hampshire. Where is the media center that you're sitting in?
I am at the Radisson at the Media Center, ABC News. Our friends from ABC News have a whole section of it. It's much bigger than the one in Des Moines because each media outlet has a floor. So Associated Press is next to us, and it's really a very nice setup.
And you're in Manchester?
I am in downtown Manchester.
And Manchester's famous for what?
Being Manchester.
All right, then. Pat Brady's here.
No, you know what? I'm on the campus of the University of New Hampshire, which is just beautiful, by the way.
That's the Flying Horned Frogs?
I don't think it's the Flying Horned Frogs.
I don't know.
Could be.
Pat Brady's here from Next Generation Strategies. What do you guys do there?
Lobbying and media relations.
Okay, and you can follow you on social media at Pat_Brady.
That's correct.
All right, look smarter than I look. So, Pat, let's go through the candidates here, and Andrea, chime in if you agree or disagree with Pat's take on these things.
Okay.
Starting with the end of the pack, Carly Fiorina, what happens today?
She'll be very low. She didn't get on the debate stage, which a lot of us, including me, think was a huge mistake, but 2 or 3%. She just doesn't have much going there. But and she's actually been a pretty good candidate. She's one of the most articulate people on stage. So,
can she stay in?
You know what? If you're not running a real campaign, you can stay in forever. It's like Rick Santorum. You just get up on the stage and sell books or get money for your PAC. So, yeah. And she's got personal wealth. She can stay in probably as long as she wants to. But at a certain point, I think past this tonight or maybe South Carolina or Nevada, she'll probably be done.
I don't see her staying in either. But, you guys, she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She has 8 stops today.
She is running around New Hampshire.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, I guess it's maybe a last-ditch effort, but most of the other candidates, you know, they're going to be visiting polling places, then their headquarters, and then primary parties tonight. But she's got 8 stops.
Dr. Carson, is he still trying to get on stage at the debate? Train wreck.
I felt bad for him. But
it wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't his fault.
It was ABC's fault. They should have ABC and the debate host. Anyway, Dr. Carson says he'll stay in regardless today. Can you see that happening?
Yeah, he's got a base of evangelicals all over the country, and I think he can stay in, particularly in South Carolina, which is more like Iowa. So, yeah, I would see him staying in.
I don't plan on leaving. It's to my day. I've combined Bill Clinton and Dr. Carson. I don't plan on leaving. I just have no energy. That's Dr. Carson and Bill Clinton. You know what that is? That's Dr. Clinton. That's my new impression, Dr. Clinton.
You know,
I think he stays in too. I do see him staying, and he incidentally just has a primary party tonight, one stop.
You know, Andrew, we saw this last week, and I'm wondering if you're seeing it again because I know he's been out there. But the former president really looks frail.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah, he really does. When we were at the rally in Lincoln, when we were in Iowa at the Lincoln High School, he did look frail.
Is his health okay?
I think so. He says he's doing a lot of diet and exercise. It didn't stop his charisma. I mean, because he spoke, he gave a great speech, very poignant speaker, and then he went out in the crowd and was taking pictures with everybody.
Who's this fixer the Clintons have brought in?
The Clinton campaigns are famous for fixers. There's always a fix after they have a bad run. And David Axelrod, none other than David Axelrod, said sometimes maybe it's not the campaign, maybe it's the candidate.
Yeah, Axelrod yesterday said, hey, maybe it's you. Wow. And Hillary said that if they don't do well today, and if you, that the polls hold at all, they won't. They're going to look at everything in the campaign.
I think she's going to do better. I think she's going to. If she keeps it under 10, she can claim a victory. Remember when Bill in 1992, when he made his comeback, he lost by 8 and basically claimed victory and got out of town.
Yeah, remember that speech? I guess I'm the comeback kid. Well, you lost by 8.
Doesn't matter. No one remembers Paul Tsongas.
Marco Rubio's third place, first place finish speech. In Iowa.
Well, and too, the Clintons declaring victory before the votes were in.
They had
that plane fired up at the airport and were out of there before it was over.
All right, in reverse order, we did Carson fifth. I'm going to put fifth place. I'm going to give Cruz fifth place tonight. I think he drops that far.
I do too.
And Cruz, give me your take on Cruz.
The state doesn't fit him well. It's 50% of the state doesn't affiliate with any religion versus Iowa, which I think is 65% evangelical. So it doesn't fit him very well.
What's Cruz's schedule, Andrea?
Cruz has a couple of things, actually, on his schedule today. He's got a diner stop and then a primary party this evening tonight.
Can he go
o'clock.
Out during the day?
He's going to. Okay. All right. Now, here, you guys will laugh.
Does someone have a steak they're going to drive through his heart?
No, but did you hear about the hecklers who were trying to perform the exorcism on him last night?
Yeah.
That was in Raymond, New Hampshire. Yeah. Those
were his old college frat buddies.
They were
his old staffers.
And he tried to. Well, the worst part is when he tries to joke about it or tries to be funny, and he said, "Oh, they must be from the Bernie Sanders campaign."
Well, he admitted early on in the campaign that I'm not the guy you want to have a beer with, and I think he's proven that.
Again, his college roommate said, I would pick anyone else in the world other than him. He said, I'd pick somebody from the phone book. That's his college roommate. Fourth place tonight, I think, is Governor Christie. Christie's take, Pat Brady.
Had a good debate Saturday. I mean, he laid into Marco Rubio, which we've heard about for the last 2 days, but I think that hurt Rubio but didn't help him. I don't see and hear from the people I talked about that he has a lot of momentum, but he's been out there for 2.5 months, and as we talk about time and time again in New Hampshire, it's being on the ground shaking hands and asking for votes.
And what is Christie doing today?
Christie has quite a few stops on his list. He's going to be in Manchester at a polling place this morning, going to his headquarters. Then he's going to go to T-Bone's Great American Eatery. Kevin, that's a rib place. That's in Derry. Yes, insert comment there. And then he'll be in Salem, and then Londonderry, and then he has a primary party this evening at 7 o'clock. So he's really crisscrossing the state.
I think third, fourth could be Bush-Rubio or Rubio-Bush. I think it could go either way. I think Kasich goes all the way to second, and I think that creep Trump somehow pulls it out by a small margin tonight. You disagree with any of that?
I will say this. As a prognosticator, I'm still waiting for my ambassadorship from President McCain. But I would say I think Trump way underperforms. He's at 30 right now. I think he comes in 23, 24, and likely Kasich, maybe Rubio, might be as close as 21, 22.
And there seems to be, and I'm not making this up, people, there seems to be a Bush push going on in the last 36 hours.
Yeah, the last poll had him in second. He's been there a long time. He's been running TV. I have more faith in the voters of New Hampshire and the country to actually look at a goof like Donald Trump that calls Ted Cruz the P word. This is a guy that dodged the draft.
Right, right.
And now wants to have torture be the policy of the United States of America, are going to actually vote for that guy for president.
Jeb Bush has nothing on his schedule today. He's just going to be in Manchester at a primary party this evening. And I disagree with you. I'm sorry, Pat. I think Trump is going to win, I think, by a wide margin here.
Oh, they love me.
I hope you're wrong. God, I hope you're wrong.
I think I'm going to be right.
What is Kasich doing today?
Let's see what Kasich has on his schedule.
Andrea's looking through the official New Hampshire program.
Do you want, this isn't funny at all. He's not on. I have the official schedule from ABC News, and they detail every candidate. Kasich is not on here.
Well, they still think he's backstage.
I had to go to another site to find out where he does have quite a few stops today. He's going to be at the Red Arrow Diner this morning. In Manchester, very popular. Actually, I passed that yesterday on Elm Street. Very popular breakfast eatery. Two polling locations, and then a watch party tonight in Concord.
And then Rubio's going to a clinic to see if he can get that repeat thing fixed that he's stuck on lately?
No, but something interesting about Rubio, and maybe Pat can speak to this, he is only, you know, they go to these polling places or wherever they go for the photo op, basically. But they're limiting press to Marco Rubio today.
Is probably like, a good idea.
Is that like when they don't show you a movie before it comes out to the critics because they don't want the critics to review it? I don't know what that means.
I don't either. And then he has a watch party in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight, where I am.
And then does everybody bomb out immediately to head to South Carolina or Nevada?
Oh, Hillary Clinton's already there. No, I think that, yeah, they're going to be on their way to South Carolina. I think.
Oh, wait, now Saturday night are the Dems or the Republicans?
No, it's a week from
it's the 20th.
The 20th. And usually it goes Tuesday. Or in the past, it's gone Tuesday and then the following Saturday.
But there's a week off.
There's a week off this time.
It's Saturday to Saturday, yeah.
The texters, Andrea, the cleanest insults that I can throw out this morning. This is from the Donald Trump using the word pussy on stage last night with Ted Cruz. I said, look, if you're going to insult him, let's go, audience. Who you got for everybody? These are the clean ones. Trump, wingnut. If anyone calls me a Republican, I know that's an insult. This is from the 773. Ted Cruz is Mr. Haney's son from Green Acres. He looks sort of like Ebb. Remember Ebb from Green Acres?
Absolutely. Still watch it.
Yeah. Trump's a chump. These, again, are the clean ones. 224, Trump is a gaping hole, thin lip, sphincter face.
Got a lot in there.
708, Chris Christie, a donut-eating fat ass. I'm editing as fast as I can. Trump is a dictator. Guess how they spelled that? Bernie's a leprechaun, and at the end of the rainbow, they promise you a pot of gold, but every time you get close, it disappears. That's a fair summation. And for Hillary Clinton from the 630, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. 7:30, big story live from New Hampshire next on 720 WGN.
I've been positive. We've had, you know, 106 town hall meetings. People come, they laugh, they cry, they talk about the things that matter to them.
We're going to go to polling places starting right now. We look forward to flipping a few last-minute votes, which could mean a difference.
I hear we're going to do well, but the snow is out there. I don't know. What effect will the snow have? Will it have an effect? It can't have an effect.
Another pointless listener text. Keep these coming from the 630. Running late to work. you guys are fantastic. And a volunteer from, I think it was, I don't have it in front of me, Geyser and Associates, that wants to sponsor Wheel of Jackasses. At 7:48, before Andrea goes off and does a quick TV hit, and Pat Brady is here as well. Pat, and again, Andrea's perspective on this on the ground in New Hampshire. This new campaign, this campaign of bullying, this campaign of name-calling, we can't even categorize this as mudslinging. Does this have lasting, permanent effect, or are people going to be turned off enough by this that maybe we'll go back to respect at some point?
Well, we had the same discussion in Iowa where we asked the same question. Does a campaign of name-calling and not actually doing the groundwork, going out and shaking hands and talking to people like Governor Kasich talked about he's been doing for the last month and a half, can Donald Trump defy the typical laws of electoral politics? I say no. It didn't work last week. In fact, the big turnout in Iowa last week turns out wasn't for Trump. It was to come out to vote against Trump. So we'll see if there's big turnout today. There might be people that really think the guy's an idiot like I do and come out and try to make sure that he's not the nominee.
Andrea, was there any way to decipher last night when you were at the Trump rally in New Hampshire how many people were there for the celebrity experience versus there to actually see if the guy had anything to say?
You know, surprisingly, first of all, I want to go back. Did you say respect before, Steve?
Yeah, that's
true.
Because
that was pretty funny.
I got to take that back, don't I?
No, you know, that's a really good question. I thought a lot of people would be there for the celebrity experience. There was a rumor that he was going to bring some big wigs on stage. He had his family, and I guess you could argue that Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric are stars now. And Melania even, too. But I really found that a majority of the people there they really liked Donald Trump. I mean, they were selling all kinds of stuff, you know, swag, hats and scarves and everything. People were just buying that up. And, you know, not just for souvenirs either. People really, really like him here. Sorry, Pat. But then again, you got the others who were the undecided, who wanted to just go and see what he had to say. He's a good speaker.
When
he starts throwing out the insults.
When you go around to various places, like the Java Joe's of Des Moines and whatever the Red Hat Cafe or whatever the thing you said is in Manchester, when you go around to various places, you hear these pockets of conversation, and you hear people saying, well, I like Kasich because of this, or I like Bush because of that. Do you ever hear anybody say, I like Donald Trump because? Because all I have ever heard anyone say is, yeah, he says he's going to get stuff done.
A couple of people I talked to yesterday, there was this little cafe just actually across the street from where he had his rally, and I was talking to them, and people really, you know, like I said, people who I have talked to really like him. They don't see him as a political insider, strange as that may be, because of who he is, but they see him as a businessman who wants to shake things up. And I hear repeatedly, and this is going to make both of you cringe, but I hear repeatedly, well, he says the truth. He says what he wants.
I just don't understand I don't understand the disconnect.
Well, the thing is, it didn't work last week. We'll see if it works this week, and we'll see if it works in South Carolina. Long term, I don't think it works. But you know what? I've been wrong before. Once.
Donald Trump, and I think it's important for people to hear this, and the people of Iowa heard it, and the people of Iowa came through. Donald Trump doesn't care about you. He doesn't care. The people that connect most with Donald Trump are the people he would cross the street to avoid. Hardworking, blue-collar folks who are tired of the politics of not getting anything done. Trump is only there for Trump. And for people that are going to go, well, they're all in it for themselves. No, that's not the case. People get into this for a lot of different reasons, but there are people who can actually accomplish something. And then there's Donald Trump. And I promise you, Donald Trump got into this not dreaming in his wildest dreams he would ever be in the position he's in today. He doesn't care about anything other than what's going to make him happy. And the happiest he is when he gets on his plane and he flies back to the Trump Tower in New York.
I think Trump and Sanders are going to have this locked. But second, you know, I'm looking at a lot of these facts. Since 52, no Republican candidate has gotten the nomination without a first or second place finish here in New Hampshire. So second place will matter here.
Here's the thing about Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is just a crazy old hippie. But Bernie Sanders gets up in the morning, and I think Bernie Sanders actually believes what he says. Trump, not only does Trump not believe what he says, he only believes it for the tenth of a second that he says it, and then he remembers to say it a second time if it gets applause.
I think it was a New York Times Ed Board interview where he said, if my speeches aren't going well, I just say, hey, I'm going to build a wall.
Right.
And it drives him, you know, the crowd crazy. So, but we'll see. But I've never seen where you don't do any ground game, you don't do any hand-to-hand combat in New Hampshire that you actually win.
All right,
I'm not saying he's not going to win, but I don't think it's going to be this big 10-15-point victory.
Andre's got to go do the thing with Channel 9. You're going to come back in on Thursday. We're going to break this down further.
Right? I will be in Tucson with my oldest daughter.
You'll be in Tucson on Thursday. You're going to call us from Tucson, aren't you?
I will call you.
Yeah, I'm going to call us on Thursday.
Thank
if his head has it exploded after tonight.
It might. Have
I
fun.
Know.
Be careful.
Take care, guys. And out, Steve, I'll be with you at a polling place at 8:30.
Excellent. Thank you. And Pat Brady, again, where do we find you?
Next Generation Strategies. Thank you.
And it's Pat_Brady on social media. It is 7:53. We're back with more on 720 WGN. Top of the show every morning. It's worth getting up because it's 6:10 a.m. First caller always wins whether they end up on the air or not. And part of the prize is given away today included a pair of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show February 13th through the 21st at McCormick Place, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, an exclusive bank of the Chicago Auto Show. And all winners get a ChevyDriveChicago.com, WGN Radio stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. From the 224, Trump is an ass clown who is only in it for himself. Has everyone forgotten he filed bankruptcy years ago? He actually lost money running casinos. That is kind of a Copperfield magic trick, that you could run casinos and figure out a way to lose money, because usually the people that lose money in the casinos are the people that go into the casinos.
I'm really rich.
Yeah, I know you are. It's great. Speaking of pathological liars, we were talking about Hillary earlier and Trumpster. They found O.J. Simpson's white Bronco. You may remember June 17th, 1994, in the famous white Bronco chase. Maybe you're watching the miniseries now. And the Al Cowling's low-speed chase around Los Angeles. For the next 20-plus years, the 1993 Ford Bronco pretty much vanished. Well, it's been found in a garage in Northern California. This, according to our friend Deborah Norville in Inside Edition. It's today's Inside Edition. Jim Murray will report on the man who owns the car, who says it's only been driven 20 miles since then. I only drove it to church and back. But the white Bronco story on Inside Edition today, if you're interested. I've not seen the O.J. Simpson miniseries yet, have you?
No, I taped it, but I haven't watched it
yet. I keep forgetting
yet.
It's on.
I kind of do, too. There's so much other
when
stuff.
When are the original episodes? Are they Monday nights?
I think so. Yeah.
It used to be so much easier before you millennials.
Nobody knows what time, what day anything is on anymore.
Just record it. Just set a series recording.
Yeah, I did that.
You still tape stuff, Mary?
Tape? Yes. Tape. Mm-hmm. I call it tape.
There used to be a system where it would be on when it was on and you watched it.
Oh, there still is.
Ridiculous.
And then you missed it, and then you were mad.
There's a lot more of it now.
What else happened back in the day, Grandpa?
You give me 8-week-old Abigail, I can have these conversations. She won't question me. Not like you.